Hey, so Sife, Sean Paul is here.
Sean Paul.
Kaboom.
He has an album out right now called Full Frequency.
Mod.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Sean Paul.
Yes, sir.
When Rosenberg went to Jamaica, did you show him the best time in the world, or did you threaten his life? Because he's on a Sean Paul mission, more than me.
You know what, dude? I definitely showed him a great time. But the part where I was supposed to bat him up, he didn't come to there.
He set me up at the end, and he was like, yo, you should stick around late night. And it got to be late, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to catch a ride with your brother and just dip out of here.
No, but we went to the cool spot, and you know, the hype spot, and I wanted to take him to the ratchet
spot.
Then that's where I was going to be like, yo.
I'm so smart.
Whatever you did, he's been promoting you like it's on his label.
I'm just glad you came true, man.
No, this is a really cool guy. I was down there the whole time I left. I realized, I'm like, damn, this guy didn't mention music once the entire time I was there. He was just showing me the culture of Jamaica.
Different, you
know, and that's why I came back with my accent, you know what I mean? And, you know, and just like a different real perspective thing, you know?
You see it. Yeah,
so, actually, me and my wife were just talking about how we want to go back next year. What was the name of the party you took me to again?
Utopia.
Yeah. I heard that the day after Utopia, there's another party where people take their boats out.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, man.
I heard that's dope, too.
That was dope.
You did that, too?
No, actually, I went to the beach. Yo, you see, I took him to the Utopia, which is all that fancy stuff.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to take him to Sting, which is the same night. You know what Sting is, right?
Right after Christmas.
All Jamaican people.
Of course, I want to go to Sting.
Like, yo, come, let's go Sting. This dude is like, all right, cool. The whole time he's gung-ho. So we go to the bougie nice stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Dressy.
But I enjoy it and I love it. But that night, I like to do the two events because it's the two top of the thing.
Yeah.
So I went to Sting. And this dude didn't come.
Okay, what time do you think he went to Sting?
Probably 4 or 5 in the
5 a.m. Yeah, and when it got to be 3:30, and I see he's still dancing with his wife, party, I'm like, babe, we got to go to bed. This is nuts. Yeah, I'm not going to make it.
That's a different life.
Oh, but then we did Sting, and then they finished the clash like 9, 10 in the morning, and then we went to the beach.
And he goes directly to the beach.
I call this dude. I'm like, yo, you're missing all this out. And I'm drinking Guinness. I'm drunk.
I'm on the beach.
12 o'clock. I'm still in my party boots
noon.
On the beach.
Noon!
Yeah, because you got to do that day, dude.
No,
that's what you do that day. You go to the bougie shit, you go to the ratchet thing, and then you go beach or eat fish.
I was already on a terrifying ride back across Jamaica. I decided, they of course were amazing, took care of me and got me a flight, and I was like, you know what, the flight's too late in the day, I need to get back and see my in-laws.
Mm.
So we hired a driver. Saif, don't ever do the drive that I did.
I
was telling you, man, fly.
Those roads are a little nervous. The roads get a little bit nervous. Yo, so Sean, tell people about the album a little bit.
Full Frequency, I call it that because I think that it's got, you know, at least a track for everybody who loves any type of modern day music right now. Reggae music, dancehall music, trap music, hip-hop music, R&B type, soul kind of flavors. All of them flavor with dancehall music. So many different producers on it, from Don Carleone to my own production, to big up people like Polo the Don, first time working with him, Iggy Azalea on that track, big up Chef Tone. You know, people like Nicki Minaj and 2 Chainz, Juicy J came through for me. Big up to them.
You have a record with Juicy J, 2 Chainz, and Nicki all on the same track.
Yeah. I went
pretty crazy.
On that one.
Crazy.
Kind of nuts.
So, it feels though, can I be 100% honest, because you're our friend?
Yeah.
It feels like there's not a lot of people pushing the Sean Paul project. I feel like there's not enough noise.
You know, that's why I've been on a promotional tour from November and that kind of thing. But you know what, dude? A lot of the times when this genre has always been a small selling genre, and so it was never important to people. It was important to us who loved it.
Yeah.
I was doing it. I blew up on it. It started to sell woolly. Now when sales is going down in every record, every genre, we just got damaged a lot more. You know what I'm saying? So now the companies don't really look at it as as a power. They just want power. So, you know what I mean? Big up to the company still. You don't know. Sam Crespo's in the house.
Sam always has your back.
Nobody on our level. People on our level love you.
I got to big up Sam because he's my boy.
Yeah, Sam
always goes for it.
Other than that, now, you know what I mean? People do try and they do, you know what I mean, give you the benefit of the doubt. But at the same time, the full support, I didn't feel it. So I just got to big up the company still. I let them know I appreciate Full Frequency right now. It's out.
Let's pick a song to play. What song you want to play?
Actually, I want to play the song now named Porn Star.
Sorry?
Porn Star featuring Brick and Lace. You know what I mean?
Porn Star.
Brick and Lace. Here we go.
The one, the hardcore art.
Well, so who's Brick and Lace?
There's two girls from Jamaica.
Is it? You just know clean this?
Yeah.
Oh, they have a clean. All right, perfect. We'll play it off the clean.
Okay. All right, if so, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Paul, this joint's called
Kaboom.
Porn Star.
Yeah.
It's all full frequency, getting tremendous reviews. You can get it on iTunes or wherever fine music is sold.
Respect. Hey, yo.
All right, hold on. Now, that was radio, so what's up? Sean, how are you?
I'm good, brother.
Riot
is the shit, just so you know.
You love that fuck. You've been on that record.
Riot is crazy.
They're not getting behind him. That record to me sounds like a winner.
It's not a cross appeal type of record. It's just.
But it's still good.
But it's a nice feel type of record.
So before we get to a special.
Two crazy voices, like crystal clear.
Different voices.
Woo.
So before we get to our special guest that we're going to bring with Sean Paul and Juan Epstein today, I do have to say, Syfe asked me when I got back from Jamaica. He's like, yo. Did you see a gun while you were there? And I was like, I didn't see a gun. However, I did see when we went to the party, your wife go through the security line, and it took her about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I thought y'all were walking the red carpet.
No, she's sexy, and they just think, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
So, but you're full of shit. And basically,
she gets a lot of attention there.
That means is Syfe right though? Are you, if you're someone of any stature whatsoever in Jamaica, are you always strapped on some level?
Well, you start a party, right? They have a Brinks van outside the party.
Yes.
At the gate with police there, that you put your weapon in. You know what I mean?
You check it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a code check.
You leave it there. You leave the gun.
Basically, it's a code check. Yeah, because in that party, I don't know if you know. A fight happened.
It did?
Yeah.
At Utopia?
Yeah, but you didn't see it. But anyway,
I missed that. Everything I saw was so chill.
If there was, you know, if there was the pieces in there, it would have been a different situation. Actually, it was funny this year because Sting wasn't as exciting as the fight.
Utopia?
That
the where was I? Eating? No, really? Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh. 50-year-old woman, gotta like her.
No! Yo, let me tell you about...
Yo, you need to tell him the story, though.
Yo, what happened? What's the fight? Is it really...
Dude.
Okay.
Talking to Mike.
Have your brother get on the mic real quick. Can you tell...
You tell him the story.
Apparently there's somebody was up on the stairs, and he was flicking his cigarette down. And then so there's, you know, there was a level.
The ashes?
Yeah, and then so there's a dude down there, and he's getting crazy, like, yo. And the guy's like, oh, sorry, I didn't see you. Then the dude spills a drink, the kid gets pissed off, and he climbs up the thing. He didn't even walk around to the stairs. He climbed up and started smacking the dude. This is an old dude, so... And then his wife got involved with the bottles, and it was crazy.
Oh, man.
And by the way, Syfe, you should understand, and this is a bougie party.
I know.
This shouldn't talk about right now, dog.
All
right,
we don't go anywhere.
Got it? Yeah.
It goes further?
Yeah.
It went further?
It's calm down. And we don't want it to be
the back. Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. It was like, where the fuck was I?
It led to different stages.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then...
And the next day, they was like talking about, yo, we're going to get you when we see you and blah, blah, blah. So,
okay, so yeah. Let's
calm it
down.
The Clash thing was good, but then that was just more like, whoa, to me.
There was food, so I was walking around to eat over and over again. It was a lot of delicious snacks.
How big is this Utopia? Like thousands of people?
2,000 people there.
2,500, maybe?
And it's like the top of the top.
Yeah, there's everybody who just like balling.
Yo, by the way, I've never seen more diverse a group of hot women in my life. Yo, the diversity, Syfe. The white girls, the Asian girls, the black girls, like every kind of
white girls. I love white Jamaicans. Like white girls, but with a Jamaican accent.
Crazy town.
Yeah, well, there's quite a few there.
Unfortunately. Unfortunately, I only talked to one white girl, and she didn't have a Jamaican accent.
Come, Syfe. Just come down, man.
Can I get the same treatment?
Syfe.
Who could be better down there?
He was brother from long time. When you talk about musical, brother, look from where we're coming from, man.
Do I bring the wife, or should I go solo?
Yeah, I understand, right? No, but you want him, too.
Wait, and what's his name's house, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Babyface Hell.
Big up Fierce.
But Lion Face.
Will you also give Syph what you gave me, the Jamaican version of Cribs Tour, the Reggae Cribs Tour that you gave me?
Yeah.
Reggae Cribs is amazing.
Driving past enough people's house, man.
Shows me everyone's house. You name...
Because you just know it. I'm just driving. I'm just like, oh, yo, that's so-and-so house, this and that house. I was a name dropping or house dropping. That's just, it's the community I live in. So, you know what I mean? And I know you're into... We was talking about music... Just that way.
Yes. He did give me some history. Yes. I would think of the most random artists I could think of. I'd be like, where's Capleton's house? And he knew everyone. I'm like, oh, well, they're here. Now,
I'm a respect for you, the 45 thing that you got going on in your Instagram. I like it. And when I took it to Tracks and Records, to Usain Bolt's restaurant.
Yeah.
It was all full of 45.
Yeah, they used it as decoration.
This dude was trying to steal.
I wanted to steal off the wall. They had something good. They had a classic up on the wall being disrespected.
Yeah, it was basically
trash. Yeah, they just have it up on the wall. By the way, I finally got one Sean Paul 45.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my Get Busy 45, which I need. I need. I have a bunch. Rhythm, I believe, would be what's on the
Diwali.
Other side. Diwali would be on the other side. But I also have another Diwali record that's on the Eggnog one is on a different label for some reason.
By the way,
Reggae 45s are a nightmare.
A nightmare.
You know how many, hold on, for the record, do you know how many records, and you don't know. Let me answer for you. You don't know how many 45s you have out. I'll just walk around and be like, oh, Sean Paul, what's this? I don't know what the fuck this is. 9,000 of them.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a million. How could you collect them? You'd blow your brains out. Now, Syph, let's go a different direction real quick. It's one ep. Syph has some question marks about how this is going to go, but we're going to do it anyway. Sam, could you tell, you see Hip Hop Mike out there, Sam?
No.
You know who Hip Hop Mike is?
Yeah.
Can you grab Hip Hop Mike and tell him we're ready? He's over there.
This is no. Yo, Steve, what am I for
me? We're going to.
Telepathy?
Yeah, he knows. Is Rice around?
Right,
yeah, bring him in. So I want to introduce Sean Paul and Syph Sounds to this next guest we're going to bring in here. His name is Rice Maniac.
What?
Rice Maniac, rocking the all Sochi.
What's up, sir?
Pre-Olympics.
Big up.
Yo, that's Sean Paul.
What's up? Hey, Sean Paul. Nice to meet you, man.
That's Cypher Sounds.
You're Russian, right?
I'm Lithuanian.
Are you Lithuanian?
American, but Lithuanian right. And Croatian.
Talking to that mic there, Rice. Rice Maniac is in the building.
Yeah, I was born in America. My family has a European background.
I saw the video, and it's had like, what is that? Brighton Beach.
Yeah.
Okay. Super Ruski out there.
A lot of Russian, a lot of Moscow written everywhere.
So let me explain the situation. Let me explain, Sean Paul, what's happening.
Wait, how long have you had that sweatsuit that says Sochi on it?
About 2.5 years.
Before, no, way before the Olympics. It has nothing to do with the Olympics.
That's right.
Why Sochi?
Yeah, what is it?
The filmmaker making my first video told me everything you have to have needs to be new. And I was just like walking in Brighton Beach. And there was like a clothing store with coats hanging out side of it. And I walked in and it had sweatsuits in the back. So I was like, that's nice. What's that? I said, Sochi, that's where the next Olympics is going to be.
Oh,
so this is the early Olympic year.
So
nice.
I took one in each color.
So he and racks them both in the video.
A little closer to the mic.
A little closer to the mic.
Or you can move it towards you.
So let me explain the situation. Hip Hop Mike said he knew this guy and he wanted to show me a video. And he showed me a video for a song called The Misfits. And it featured our guest, Rice Maniac. Mm-hmm. To our listeners, how old are you, Rice?
I'm in my early 50s.
Early 50s. He's a white gentleman. He raps seriously. He's going for the gusto.
Wow.
And I saw a 50-something-year-old white man rocking a Sochi jumpsuit, rapping hard, going for it, and I thought, this is a gentleman I have to meet. Then Hip Hop Mike went on to say that you claim to be the first white rapper. You say you've been doing it since 1977.
Yeah, when I heard the Crash Crew, I said, this is it.
This is for me.
Yeah.
And you started rapping then?
1977, I wrote my first song, 15 years old.
And what was the song? What was the song called?
Life and Times.
And what did anything ever happen for you in those early days?
No, actually, I had my lyrics, and I saw all these rap groups, Furious, Treacherous 3, Grandmaster Flash, and the Furious 5.
What do you mean you saw them, like, you went to go see them perform, or you got their records?
I heard their records, and I was like, I need music for my lyrics, you know?
Right.
They were like, we're too busy, we can't do it. So my first single, Life and Times, in 85, I did with a live band. And then after that, you know, went to two turntables and...
But here's the question, Rice. You had a you had a different... Well, I'm calling him Rice.
No, your demeanor is just like...
Very serious.
Like you're doing a Dateline interview.
Yeah, this is... I'm very serious. I want to figure this out. So, Rice, here's the question. We're all the way back there in 1985. You went on to... What did you do for a living?
I was like a clerk at a bank.
And you had a pretty good career.
Decent.
Did well for yourself. You're fine. You have a nice little home.
You work in a bank too,
yeah,
man.
God bless me to make enough investments to provide a living for myself.
So you've done all right. You're fine.
But I'm basically a starving artist.
But you're starving. But you're not starving.
Not starving, no.
But you're not making money off music.
Right. I haven't eaten breakfast yesterday.
So you are starving technically in this very moment. So listen, I wanna. We have to get the
Yeah, somebody order a granola and a smoothie in here, please.
Can someone get rice, at least some rice? Why the name Rice Maniac?
Okay, my nickname was Blue on the street for my blue eyes. So I was MC Blue. My first single was released under the name MC Blue. Then I was in Chinatown with a Chinese friend of mine, and he was like, more white rice. And I was like, what the fuck is an MC Blue? I'm Rice Maniac.
In one moment, you had that thought? In one moment?
Yeah.
And then you became Rice Maniac?
Yeah.
What, because you love rice?
It was like white, rice, I love it, I eat it all the time.
You're white, rice is white. Why Maniac?
I don't know, maybe a little self-revealing of my impulsive crazy nature.
Are you crazy? You seem like a really together guy. Mike told me you were safe.
Yeah, I'm safe.
So, but you're not crazy in that way. You're artistically crazy.
No, I ran the streets like a crazy person.
Back in the day.
I was on 129th Street in St. Nick, mm-hmm. East Side, when Leroy, Nicky Barnes had the West Side. I was on the opposite side of the street.
Running around. So you were out there getting loose.
Yeah.
You ever go to jail?
Yeah, I've been to jail.
He said that very seriously.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah. I'm gonna go a different direction. Go a different direction. Rice, I'm going a different direction. I have no interest in that. So, Rice, the obvious question is...
17 times.
17 times. 17.
Mike, I thought you said this guy was safe.
Yeah. Mike, hip-hop Mike, what are you doing to us?
Definitely safe.
Okay. Sorry, so the obvious question is, it appears from your videos, Rice, like you're still really going for it musically. People would tell you, at age 50-something... white guy, it's time to throw in the...
Not even the white guy part.
Just the 50s.
There's a lot of white rappers.
Yeah, white rappers are popping now.
It's not even a thing anymore.
No, you're right. It's just the age part. People would say at 50-something, the time has passed. It's a young man's game. What would you say to people who say that?
Well, that's what I thought. And I didn't do anything in music. To be creative, I started doing collages and painting. And I showed my work at the Dumbo Art Festival. And over the years, you know, I had albums, CDs, you know, vinyl, and then everything went digital. So my fans said, you know, you never did a video, bro, you know? Please leave us one video. So this little Russian kid said, Stuart, you really should do a video. I said, fucking Misha, they want a fucking video? I'll give them a fucking video. And I released that to just say, appease them and say, I did one fucking
video. To calm
video.
The masses.
And then they said, yo, you got to do another one. And then I was stressed out. I got a catalog of like 55 songs. I was like, what song am I going to do next? And I chose a song that I did with Mixmaster Ice of UTFO.
That's right. Mixmaster Ice of UTFO is a friend of yours. Where is the vinyl, Mike? Do you have a? Can I see the vinyl? There is a Rice Maniac vinyl that I want to take a look at as an artifact. Oh, my God.
Yeah. When is that from?
1989.
All right. Rice Maniac.
Yo, let me see this piece of... Yo, did this sell at all? Be honest, Rice, did this sell at all?
A few copies.
How many do you press up?
1,000 at Europa Disc, right around the corner from here.
And why is the album called Joey Married a Redneck?
I think Joey probably married a Southern woman.
Is that correct?
No, it was basically...
And why does the back look like it's a Frank Sinatra album?
Half-truth... half fairy tale. You know, just, you know, kind of make my running partner, Joey, got married, And then I just, you know, I guess I was mourning the loss of my close friend. You know, now he's married, and I wrote the song "Joey Married a Redneck."
Was she a redneck?
No,
that was the half truth. She was Italian, not even a redneck. So, what were you to say? You respect what?
I respect the Carolina Rice.
Can I see it?
Yeah.
More rice.
Oh, he's, yeah, right there. Yeah. What do you think about this, Sean Paul?
I like that picture, but.
And are you wearing like boxing trunks?
That's my bodyguard, Keisha Snow.
Mud.
Yo, why does it look like you're wearing underwear on the outside of your pants? It looks like you're wearing a jock strap. Right?
Yes, I am.
No, but you're wearing a jock strap outside of your pants.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you do that? Is that the maniac part?
Yeah, creative impulsivity.
Just check it deep.
Yo, the
Hey, and I had to have fucking balls to do what I'm fucking doing.
No, listen, Rice Maniac, no one will ever question your balls. Ever. Not on this show. So do you think it... Are you still going for it right now? You think it can still happen?
I believe something can happen, yeah.
What do you think could happen? What do you hope could happen for Rice Maniac?
I think I could sign the biggest record deal in history.
Where would you want to sign if you were to get an opportunity?
Eastern Europe.
That's an interesting play.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
You think you'd have a play in Eastern Europe? Is there any? Is there a big label in Eastern Europe?
There's several Russian labels. Yeah.
So have you had any bites from them? Anyone reach out?
No, but I look at my views on my videos. It's viewed in 26 countries, and my CD. Honkies, Crackers, and White Bread Misfits.
Oh, let me see this one. I didn't see. There's another album. Sean, have you,
dude,
it sold. This sold 10,000 copies.
This is on
Amazon.com, all-time bestseller.
It's not the all-time bestseller.
No, it's on the all-time bestseller.
I would have said that was an amazing statistic if you had the all-time bestseller on Amazon. Rice Maniac, earlier you said that the fans were demanding you make more music. How did you know that? Who are the fans? Who are the people demanding?
Just like my neighborhood, you know, like
you're a neighborhood legend.
Yeah, I had very, you know, I lack support, you know, and it was kind of weird.
I would have thought Honkers was with a Y.
Let me see. Even pluralized?
It's spelled I-E.
I-E-S. I guess that's right.
Did you look up how to spell Honkers, Rice Maniac?
No.
But don't like when you spell a cherry is with a Y and
then. Oh, good point. I.
Wait, cherries is with a Y?
Yeah.
Maybe he know how to spell honky. I don't know.
No.
What do you think?
No.
Cherry. Oh, IES. Yeah, that's what I thought.
But with a plural, it has IE, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So he spelled honkies right.
I don't know. I thought it'd be H-O-N-K-Y-S.
That's all I think it spells too. But I didn't ever think about it. But so,
it's a good question.
I think the Crackers should have been with a C, right?
No, that's a good point also.
Well, that's just hip hop.
That's you just being hip hop. Yeah, we know
hip-hop
that one.
Putting Z's instead of S's. Okay.
I like Cracker with a K.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, Rice, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I think the biggest chance you have to get notoriety is going to be somewhat people laughing at the ridiculous notion in their eyes of a man of your age going for it in hip-hop. Would it bother you if that's how you blew up?
Well, you use the term hip-hop. I never, ever considered myself hip-hop.
Mm.
I'm a rapper. I, you know, see things in my perspective, in society, and I observe it, and I record it. So that's a rapper, you know, not a hip-hop artist.
Where do you see the difference,
that's a
though?
True thing. Well, yeah, for real, I love that statement still. Big up, Rice Boy. What's your name?
Rice Maniac.
Rice Maniac. Mark.
Yep. What about Sean Paul, Rice Maniac, collabo?
I don't know if Rice ready for the reggae, for the dancehall.
You ever had a feature? You ever had a dancehall feature?
No.
Never had any patois up on one of these choruses or anything? That could really take this to the next level.
How do you feel about all the drama happening in the Ukraine?
16, you know, 16.
The Ukraine.
I've never heard it, so I'm gonna exchange CDs with you. That's my CD.
Nice trade. Can we trade CDs? You have extra copies of this? Have you heard of Sean Paul before?
Yeah, sure.
You heard him?
Appreciate it, my brother.
Cypher, you really about to ask about Ukraine, the trouble in the Ukraine?
I was about to ask about the Ukraine.
I actually bought one CD for you and one CD for him.
That's all right. We can share. You can have Sean get. We'll get another one. Yo, Rice Maniac, would you want to spit any bars right now so Sean Paul could hear you?
Okay, I'll spit the lyric. I never put the first song I wrote to music.
So this is the first song you ever wrote?
This is the first song I ever wrote. When I was one, I copped a gun. Robbed a bank, was on the run. And at the age of two, I got the name Blue. They couldn't catch me, cause there wasn't a clue. And at the age of three, I was busy as a bee, chasing after the young ladies. Then when I turned four, I needed more. I took off a bank and ooh, what a score. Then when I turned five, this ain't no jive. I cooled out till my money arrived. And at the age of six, I was starring in flicks, rapping to the sound of the quick mix. Then when I turned seven, it seemed like heaven. Rolling dice that were coming up seven. At the age of eight, things were really great. My money arriving never came late. At the age of nine, things were really fine. I couldn't even count the girls in line. Then when I turned 10, I met my men. I showed them how to rock again and again. You see that my life goes on and on. To the beat, my life goes on. And I'll still keep rocking from dawn to dawn. Like Calvin without decline. Going to the beach without the sunshine, like a Broadway theater without no show. Giving a party without no blow, like having no teacher in your eighth grade class. Dancing with a freak that has a fat ass. From the cheese to the pizza, pizza to the cheese. It's one on one till I pull the freeze like the Gray Superstar. You're never gonna be. Giving a party without the kids do we? Cause when the doorbell rings and it goes ding dong, you know this kid has got to be on. Cause he don't stop that body rock. For all the fly girls, I'll hit the top.
Bang, Rice bang, Maniac!
Bang, bang, bang.
Now, Rice Maniac...
Ivan DJ Doc Rodriguez has already produced the music for that song.
Well, here's the problem, though, Rice Maniac. You're spitting flames, and I respect it. Some would say the stylistically... a little dated.
Well, that's an old rhyme. He said that's his first rhyme.
Yeah, but he can't still put it out. If he puts it out now, it'll look a little crazy. Do you see what I'm saying?
It sounds old.
That's the thing. It sounds like a dated song. But you gotta... because that stopped. When did you first write that song?
1977.
77?
15 years old.
I'm not going to lie.
That was good.
I'm being 100% honest. You were ahead of the time in 77.
That was dope. For, yeah.
What happened in 77? You should have been one of the earliest ones.
I should have put you on, son.
Why didn't you get put on? Were you just running the streets too much? Were you weird?
Okay, here's a nice little story.
Get close to the mic.
And so I was hustling, pushing. I got rejected by 20 labels a year from 84 to 96.
Then, if you had bread in the street, you could have pressed up your own stuff.
I pressed up my own stuff, but you couldn't get distribution.
You didn't give anything to Red Alert or Mr. Magic or any of those guys?
No. The DJ Blue at WBLS, he used to spin my record.
DJ Blue.
So you got a couple spins.
Yeah.
It just didn't happen.
Yeah, it just didn't happen. So in 94, I got a meeting with Clive Davis in person on 57th Street. I went there with my, you know, five-song demo. He said, put it on. Put it on. He listened to the first song. He said, interesting. Do you have another? I was like, yes. He was sitting there with his little, like, white Maltese on his lap.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Sounds right.
Well, he's also had some other white things on his lap.
So.
No disrespect.
I played him the second song. He was like, very nice. Do you have another? And I was like, oh, I wonder if he likes it. Play the third song. Play the fourth song. Play the fifth song. He said, let me tell you something. A white man has no business saying what you're saying.
Wow.
Rap music is for black people.
Wow.
And that was like a dagger in my heart, you know? And then I had like a sit down with Educated Rapper, and he said,
who's Educated Rapper?
He's the lead rapper of UTFO.
Oh, is he? Okay, Educated Rapper, got it.
You were cool with these guys.
Yeah.
Back then.
So you knew UTFO.
Yeah. And he said, you know, it's not a party. You know, you need to be more of who you are. You're a white dude, you know, so be a white dude.
Why didn't UTFO ever give you the, maybe they should have given you the feature in like the late 80s.
Why couldn't you have done one of the real Roxanne records?
Yeah, you should have done another real, the realist Roxanne.
If you did over somebody, one of them hits, you're like, you should have just done it over. Get out there.
How did you get a meeting with Clive Davis?
Good question, Syph.
Lots of phone calls.
You personally?
Yeah.
Not no big guy named Ivan or something like that?
No.
Okay, you made the call.
Hey, Dominican Drew, will you keep your eye on the phone line? I'm expecting, I have a phoner at noon. I forgot that's coming up, that too. This podcast is obviously all over the place. Sife, what do you think? Be honest. Rate Rice Maniac's chances of making something still happen.
It's the era of music now. You could go on the internet and make anything happen. I don't know what you're saying about signing the biggest record deal ever, but I don't know. I've seen crazy things happen, but I know you could go on the internet and work your magic.
Sean Paul, what are your thoughts on the future of Rice Maniac?
Like right now, there's some
the world
crazy
is at your fingertips,
happening.
Man.
And the internet's yours, and you know what I mean. Walk on it, son. Do it.
Are you single?
Yeah.
So you're still trying to live that groupie life?
And if you're saying in Eastern Europe, you could get shit popping, I would say go. Let's do it.
You have some money. You have some money saved up. Could you put yourself on the road?
Yeah.
Maybe Rice Maniac needs to get a show. Jump out on a Who's Next or something. Come out and open up.
Get on a show.
Perform. Get on stage. Have you ever really performed on stage in front of the people?
Absolutely. Yeah.
How long's it been?
Feels like an Action Bronson show. Feels like Best Buy Theater, March 26th. You open up for Action Bronson.
Hold on.
That's what it feels like. Metro PCS.
We're going to have 2,000 people. Tour. We're going to have 2,000 people in there.
Love it.
Now, Rice, what would you do, though? Be honest. If you jumped on that stage in front of 2,000 people and the people started laughing and booing at this 50-year-old guy, what would you do?
Ask, what was the crowd reaction when you have performed?
Oh, it was for my people. You know, they love me.
It was in Brooklyn. It was for your people. Yeah. So what would you do if you got on stage? I'm being serious now. You get on stage. Listen, I might give you the chance to do this. We put you on stage in front of 2,000
LOX
kids.
LOX fans, Bodega Bam fans, Action Bronson fans, and French Montana fans.
They may laugh. They may boo. What would you do?
Right. Like, I would want to be put on in the right venue, you know.
So you don't want to set yourself up like that?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm telling you. My personal opinions, and I say this with all due respect, and I'm being serious. And I usually, when I say all due respect, I mean the opposite of that. But in this case, I mean it.
You mean all due respect.
all due respect. I think the only chance you have is as a gimmick that people find hilarious and ironic. That's my opinion. I don't want you to, but I think you have a chance at that. So there is the right venue for that. Like my brother, I sent my brother his video, and my brother goes, "Fool's gold all day." Like, Fool's Gold is a label that does sort of weird, ironic, different things.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but at this point, you're a 50-something-year-old white man in a Sochi tracksuit.
I don't think white is an issue.
Well, you're right. Let's be honest. If
I really
he was,
don't.
Well, no, you're right.
I'm being serious.
Me too. You're right. If he was a 50-something-year-old black guy, you'd look just as nuts. You're 100% right. I keep saying white because it's part of the aesthetic, but it doesn't matter. You're a 50-something-year-old man. You're not the... There are guys who are 50 and look 35. You're not that either. You look like a gentleman, okay? People are going to find that ironic, and they may laugh, but they may fuck with it also.
So they might spend that dollar.
And they might spend
iTunes.
That dollar. So you got to decide what you're up for. I think you have to embrace the fact that, let's keep it honest, Rice Maniac, you're a fucking Looney Tune. You're Rice Maniac, for God's sake.
Yeah, like, personally, the last time I performed was... on a boxing show, Brooklyn Brawl, Dimitri Salida show, last year.
Because you're into boxing too, right?
Yeah. So in Brighton Beach, there's a theater, Oceana Millennium Theater.
Mm-hmm.
It holds 1,400 people.
I've done mad reggae parties there.
Really?
You know? That would be, you know.
Young child birthday.
That would be a place.
That would make sense for you.
Yeah, that would make sense for me.
You think you could bring people in there?
I could sell that place out.
How many? Hold on, how many does it hold?
I released my video, no publicity. Cold. I got 17,000 hits.
It's not bad. I know people have done worse, plenty worse. Cool. How many does venue hold?
1,400.
You're telling us right now. No, I'm going to tell you this right now. You book the venue. You set up the show. We will help spread the word. And if you can pack out that 1,400, be pretty amazing. We'll come out, host it for you, bring you out on stage.
Guys your age? What's the age range, you think, of your...
My fans?
Fans that would come to that
Most
show.
Of his peers are gone.
No.
Just kidding.
You said it's your that, hood, right? Your place.
That's the interesting part. People used to listen to my music, and it was like, ha, ha, ha. And, like, young kids would be like, oh, no, I want to hear, you know, Eminem. You know, I want to hear Ice Cube. And it was like, you know, the saturation of like the same thing, you know, weed, champagne, the girls, the bitches. People are saturated.
Had enough.
And now they listen to me and they're like, oh, wow.
Something different.
This is interesting, you know?
It's definitely interesting.
Gonna check it out.
I have hope. I have hope and I have faith in Rice Maniac.
So I think there'd be people from 10 to 70.
Definitely 70. 10 or-
Will there be a senior citizens discount?
You, senior citizens discount at the show. You could be inspirational.
I'm the George Foreman of rap.
George Foreman of rap.
Well, you're like the George Foreman of rap. But George Foreman had been a multi-time champion before he came back in his old age.
More Rice, man.
Yo,
more Rice.
Trust me, bro. I am a fucking champion.
No, no, you are. No, listen, you're a champion at life. I don't fucking doubt that for a second. I've seen the videos of you in the streets screaming Kung Hafa Choi to Asian people walking down the street to celebrate. And you're a beloved
YouTube,
man.
YouTube stopped my views
no.
of that at 301. And they sent me an email saying that I'm suspected of being, you know, trying to, like, you know, put an internet message out for somebody.
So you're saying YouTube's hating on you?
Yeah. They froze me.
Syph, what do you think?
I think you should go and
sounds like
contact those crazy Russian proxy servers and get on your own YouTube.
That's a good point.
There's a lot. Listen, the search engines only search 90% of the internet. There's a whole nother world.
The other 10%.
No, I'm sorry. The search engines only search 10% of the internet. There's 90% of some crazy shit out there.
I don't even understand what you mean. I'll be
search
honest.
Engines.
The way you're saying the word engine sounds like a racist word for Indians.
Search Indians.
Yeah. Crackers. Is that what you think? Is that what you think
happened? They listen to the ground. They track your footsteps.
Oh. All right. Well, listen, this has been a pleasure, Rice Maniac.
I say go to Russia, man.
You think you should go to Russia?
Go to Moscow, man, and just pop this shit the fuck off.
Get a feature. You know what you need a feature from? Get yourself a fucking Dolph Lundgren feature in the video.
Is he Russian?
No, but
you're Lithuanian and what?
Yugoslavian.
What about a Vlad Klitschko appearance?
Yugoslavian. That doesn't even exist anymore.
That's how old he is.
You should go.
Croatia.
Which is now Croatia. You should go.
Shit.
You should go stand in what used to be the capital of Yugoslavia and do a video in a Yugo. And why are you laughing? I'm being serious. And run that European market. And then, because look at Sean Paul, right? He's from Jamaica. And he used to get treated bad in Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Then he came to New York and Miami and America and got
broke off.
Now he goes back home to Jamaica and he's a superstar. Same thing with Bob Marley. They weren't fucking with Bob Marley in his home. He had to go out and be worldly and come back. I say you go out because this is your home, but you have fans there. You go to Eastern Europe, pop off, and then watch it travel back here.
More right. Rice.
I know oppression, and the Eastern Europeans understand oppression.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're rooting for me. I'm the underdog.
Set them free.
They relate to the struggle.
Yeah.
Well, listen, he has an album that, can you find this anywhere on Amazon still?
Yeah.
It's called, it's Rice Maniac. It's called Honkies, Crackers, and White Bread Misfits. Mm-hmm. It's got a picture of a good looking bear on the cover. Look, it's just a.
It's Polar Bear Records.
Oh, it's Polar Bear Records, so it makes perfect sense. Good point. Thank you, Syph. You did the due diligence. I did not. Rice Maniac, I suggest you get on Instagram. Okay, you not on Instagram? Are you on Twitter? Come on.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
All right. What's the Twitter name?
Rice Maniac One.
There was already one Rice Maniac. What the kind of bullshit is this?
Yeah.
Yo, we gotta find
some Puerto Rican girl.
What?
Named herself Rice Maniac.
Fucking.
And she tells stories about.
What? About what?
Rice. Like experiences with men.
This fucking Puerto Rican bitch.
Syph, go get her. What's wrong with
Are
your
you
people?
Serious?
Wow. What's wrong with your people?
I'm gonna talk to her, man.
Talk to
you
her.
You know her?
No.
You know her.
I don't know her. I'll find her.
She might be talking about the experiences you had with her, bro.
See, I don't really fuck a lot of Puerto Rican chicks anymore, but let me see what's up, man.
Yo, yeah, put in a call.
I'm trying to find a nice, boy. I'm trying to find some Eastern European
Yo,
chicks.
Yo, Sean
man.
Paul.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you. I'm glad
Thanks
you're here.
Thanks for having me.
We just love having
you. Entertaining on your show, man.
We always love having you here. His album is out right now.
Kaboom.
Sean Paul's album is called Honkies Crack. No, sorry, I got confused. Sean Paul's album is actually called Full Frequency. It's out right now. This has been fun on Juan Epstein. Syph, so maybe we'll see Rice Maniac soon. Sean Paul, hopefully season.
Yeah, man, I'll be around, you know what I mean?
What is up with the weird... it's not only the hat. You would always have some sort of mohawk, but then if you don't have the mohawk out, you have a hat with a mohawk, which I find even crazier.
Yeah, man, if I rip the hawk, if the hawk now flies straight, the eagle, now I'm in food, is he?
What's the line in Riot about the dreads and the mohawk?
Yeah, them say dreadlocks, mohawk, gang up, make the world talk, you know what I mean?